What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. Do you hear me? First thing first, I just want to say thank you all for the support on the last two episodes. I tried something new, finally got some guests on the show. So shout out to Demondez and Mari for joining me. But also shout out to you, the listeners, for showing your support during those last two episodes. Because I've been saying forever how I was going to get guests, and I never did. And I finally did it. So I was proud of myself for, you know, going through my word. But also, you know, just having guests. Because, you know, podcasts, that's what you do sometimes. You have a guest on here and there. Know what I'm saying? If you want to be on the show, please feel free to hit me up. If you're listening to this podcast, 9 times out of 10, you know where to find me. I'm on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You got my phone number. I even got a LinkedIn account. There's ways to find me, all right? That's all I'm saying. So if you want to be on the show, feel free to hit me up. So this is the DMX tribute episode, but we're going to get into that towards the later part of the show. First, you know, we got to talk the sports side, what's going on in sports right now, so we're going to do what we got to do real quick. UFC, Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier, part 3. It's a trilogy now, folks. It's a trilogy because a third fight is happening in July. And apparently it's supposed to be a full capacity arena too, so hey, it'll be nice to see fans in arenas again, full capacity, you know what I'm saying? You know, they got them now, but it's like, and crowd size be small. So we moving up, folks. We moving up, folks. We went from no fans to a few fans. Now we get into that full capacity. So it's nice. It's nice because watching from home, when there's no fans or hardly any, it's harder to watch than, you know, you got the crowd, because then you hyped up with the crowd. You know what I'm saying? And then on the other side of it is like, that mean we getting closer and closer to hopefully getting out of this panoramic, this paragraph, this pandemic, whatever you want to call it. But in all seriousness, I'm tired of this mess. Anyways, before I move on, yes, Conor needs to win that fight, though. Because if he doesn't, all I'm going to say is Conor better win that fight. We're just going to leave it at that. Moving on, boxing. The final offers for the Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury fight will be put on the table. So fingers crossed, boxing fans, that we get that fight. I know I want to see it because it's going to be a fight to determine who's the real king of the heavyweight division. Who's the top dog? What? DMX tribute. It's a fight to determine who's the top dog, what, in the heavyweight division. So I got to see it. Next, why is Evander Holyfield, who is 58 years old, getting in the ring? I don't care if it's for an exhibition. Why is a 58-year-old man getting in the boxing ring? I'm 19 and I'm not getting in the boxing ring. You know what I'm saying? That's just not for me. I know what boxing is. I always say on the podcast, man, when you don't go play boxing, that is a life or death type thing. So I don't know why these YouTubers and old professional fighters think it's okay to get in the ring. Like, Evander, you're 58. You did your thing already. You don't have nothing left to prove. And I know Evander is a huge believer of God. And I am too. So I'm going to be praying for him to make it out that fight okay. But he better be praying a little harder than me. Hockey. I'm still struggling to watch the Red Wings, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it is. It's just a struggle to get into it. It's probably because they're not any good right now. That might be it. But I heard a big trade went down the other day. I wouldn't be able to tell you what's the outcome of it because I don't keep up because it's Red Wings. But I don't mind being honest with y'all about my lack of knowledge with hockey because, one, it's been people who have reached out to me, you know, to explain certain things I ain't been able to understand. And then I just like being honest. Y'all know I don't watch hockey, so I want y'all to join the ride of me getting into hockey. So then we go back months, years from now, listen to the Buffed Up Sports podcast, and you hear me knowing all the players on the Red Wings, all the terms and all that, and then you go back and be like, dang, that boy ain't no doggone thing about hockey, but he know a little something now. That's the goal. So we gonna ride this wave, Lions. I keep talking about, oh yeah, the Lions, the only thing is the draft is coming up. The draft is only 2 weeks away. It's only 2 weeks away now. And by the next episode, Snoop Dogg! Sorry, but every time I say next episode, I gotta say that because I love that song. Anyways, by the next episode, we should at least know who the Lions took with their first round pick. Fingers crossed, so I could talk to y'all about what I think. But as far as that goes, this is the last episode you'll hear me say, oh yeah, the Lions are just waiting on the draft. Because by the next one, the draft will be going down. That's exciting. Pistons. All I can say is the tank is on. That's how it's been all year. That Clippers game, man. So let me tell you. I was watching the game, but I had a nasty headache. So around the fourth quarter, I dozed off. But we were up when I dozed off, but I dozed off, and I dozed off hard. But I fell asleep with my TV on. I don't know if it was just my TV or I just happened to wake up at this moment, but I woke up soon as the ball went through the net on that Reggie Jackson game winner. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say Reggie. I meant to say Wedgie Jackson. Yes, former Pistons starting guard. Wedgie Jackson hit that game winner on our pressure. Pistons first round pick, Killian Hayes. That ain't hurt. That hurt it. Because it's Wedgie out of all people. It's Wedgie out of all people hitting the game winner on Killian out of all people. And for my Pistons fans out there, especially who grew up with the Bad Boys, there's a clip out there of Isaiah Thomas' face when the ball went through the net for the game winner. And if you can, just find that clip. I promise you, you will laugh. But the video was funny to me because it just shows how bad the Pistons are compared to the glory years. But it's okay because we on the come up. We on the come up. I believe it. Lastly, let's talk Tigers. You know, as I'm recording, I'm actually waiting on the Tigers to come on right now. Believe it or not, I am watching the Red Wings a little bit. I got them on in the background, you know. So, hey, like I said, I've been struggling to keep up with hockey, but I'm watching some Red Wings. And then as soon as that go off, I'm going to watch the Tigers. So, Tigers, they're about 2 weeks in now. And it's funny to me because I never finished my Detroit sports segment of the show talking Tigers. But I just have to. The Tigers are just like the rest of the other Detroit teams. They're bad. It's no secret. They're bad. They still don't have a bullpen. Shout out Phil Coat. Since I've been a fan of the Tigers, this is about 10 years now. I've had three players' jerseys. I've had Prince Fielder. I don't want to talk about that one, to be honest. Had Miguel Cabrera. And I had Justin Verlander. It's another player out there that has emerged on this Detroit Tigers team. And he has already became my favorite player on the team right now. Other than Cabrera. I mean, Cabrera always be. If this man keeps it up, though, he might just be my favorite of all time. By now, you should already know I'm talking about Akil Badu. Them ain't boos you hearing. They saying Badu. I love it. Let me tell y'all about this dude real quick for those who don't know. Because if you know, you know. But those who don't, let me give y'all a quick little summary on how this man has been performing since the season started. First off, he's a rookie. His first game. First pitch he saw, not the first at bat, first pitch, cracked it out the park, home run. Okay, then I think it was the next game or the game after that, grand slam home run. Then after that, he has a walk-off hit, RBI single. And this is all like in his first three, four games, maybe five. I mean, we talking, okay, definitely was in his first five games. So we talking in the first five games? You don't did all that, bruh? What you on? He wasn't playing. And I tell you what, he still been cracking that ball since. So I brought up the players' jerseys because it's time I get a Akil Badu jersey. I got to, man. I was trying to say, you know what? Maybe it's just a little early season, good little stretch. They ain't scouting him yet, but I don't know, man. He might be the real deal. So, okay. Let me pipe down. It's only been nine games, but his first nine games, I have his stats right here. Four home runs, 11 RBIs, and he's batting 370. Now, again, he just started. Who knows? You know, the scouting report, definitely probably not all the way in there yet. But if this man keeps it up, do y'all know what we in store for? Like, I love it. I got to get that Akil Badu jersey, man. That's all I'm going to keep saying. I got to get it. Moving on to the whole purpose of this show. This is the DMX tribute episode. So you're probably wondering, what the heck does DMX have to do with sports? Man, do I have stories on top of stories that have to do with DMX and sports? Somehow, some way. First of all, for those who don't know, DMX is one of my favorite rappers of all time. And I'm sure by now you've all heard that he passed away about a week ago from this recording. So that one hurt. That ain't hurt. That hurt it. That hurt in my soul. Not gonna lie, I was in my feelings for that day. Let me tell y'all, man, I was playing his music all day. All day I played it. I was messed up off that one. Even like the next day and day after I was playing his music, then it would be days I randomly had my playlist, and I'm talking all the songs on my playlist, not even just his songs. I hit shuffle, DMX would start playing. So it was just, that was tough, man. But I want to talk about my DMX stories, because like I said, I got a good chunk of sports stories that have to do with DMX. So that was the thing for this episode, and that's what we're going to roll with. First one, a lot of you already know that I announce basketball games at my old high school, Arbor Prep. Been doing that since the fifth grade. And along with the announcing gig, I also DJ. So like I'll play the music off my phone through the speakers during warm-ups, timeouts, that type of thing. So it was about a year or two ago, I was doing a girls game, a girls basketball game. And I started playing DMX for the warm-ups. I started playing What's My Name. And almost every single girl on the team looked at me like, what the heck are you playing? Turn that old music off and put on something good. And in my mind, I was like, I know they didn't just disrespect DMX like that. I'm like, DMX is the type of person, when you play him, you go hard. Whatever you doing, like, you about to run, you about to get into a fight, you play some DMX, you don't even need nothing else to pump you up, because that's all you need right there. So anyways, I'm playing DMX, and they flipping out, talking about, turn that off. And I'm like, man, first of all, y'all need to be listening to this right now. And then I'm like, y'all worried about the wrong thing. Need to be worried about making them layups in that layup line right now. First is what music is playing. So another one, Mike Tyson. So everybody knows about the time Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield ear. Mike ain't fight for about a year. And in his first fight back, he came out to DMX intro. And he won by knockout. I'm trying to think of who man's name was. Ah, man. I got to look it up. Frank Botha. That's the man name. So Mike Tyson fights Frank Botha a year away from the ring. First time fighting since the Holyfield incident. And he's playing DMX. And it's only funnier that Mike won by knockout this night because, again, y'all know what they say. If you play DMX before you about to fight somebody, 9 times out of 10, you trying to kill them at that point. Then we got Pistons games. Man, every time the Pistons hit a three, they start playing Party Up or something. And, you know, it'd be sweet because you got Mason yelling, T's for threes. And, you know, you got Party Up playing, the crowd going crazy. All right, so 90s kids had Space Jam, right? 2000s kids had Like Mike. And there's a scene in Like Mike where Bow Wow's character and Morris Chestnut character are in the car dancing the Party Up by DMX, rapping to it, whatever. That's probably one of the best scenes in the whole movie. And I kid you not, that's the scene right there that introduced me to DMX music. So first of all, when I was younger, I didn't listen to rap music like that. Especially no DMX. That was like the last person I would probably be allowed to listen to. But that movie right there introduced me to DMX when I watched it, you know, when I was younger. Like Mike literally gave me my first memory of DMX, believe it or not. And Like Mike is a basketball movie, so that's how it ties into sports. Moving on, the day before it was announced that DMX got rushed to the hospital. Kid you not, I can't make this up. I was literally talking to my pops about how DMX been having videos lately of him looking happy. No, he didn't look sick. He looked happy. He looked full of life. I was talking about the verses with Snoop, how he started off with a prayer and then went into his full DMX mode, man. Like, but that was DMX. I actually got to see DMX perform live. And this is the last story I'm going to tell. Just true story. I'm going to be honest with y'all. When I tell a story, I tell a story. Like, I'm going to give you all the details, so be ready. So, here it is. The time I saw DMX perform live, I want to say June or July 2017, I'm in Chicago on vacation. It's me, my moms, my pops, and my uncle and two cousins. My godparents were there too. So, Ice Cube's Big 3 game. And this was the first season of the Big 3. You know, we already knew some of the players who were going to be there. You know, Allen Iverson. Chauncey Billups was supposed to be there, but he wasn't. Anyway, so you know, Big 3 basketball, for those unfamiliar with it, is Ice Cube's basketball league. It's 3-on-3 half-court basketball that features, you know, all the old basketball players. Not old, but like the ones who played in the 2000s, pretty much early 2000s, and what they play now. At all the big three games, it would be a halftime performer. So Ice Cube would do a game, Cardi B did a game, LL Cool J did a game, Snoop Dogg. So it's always like, when I say top of the line artists, somebody, you was gonna get a top tier artist to perform at halftime, guaranteed. So we had lunch and we all trying to predict who gonna be the artist to show up. I had no guesses. We get to the arena, get to the game. And we have what I'm going to say is front row seats, because it wasn't exactly front row, because the rows in front of us were mainly only for celebrities. Like, it wasn't just no average Joe sitting in those seats. You had to be big time sit there. But we had front row as far as everyday folk. And the row we sat in was right by the tunnel. So every time the teams came out, I could go right to the tunnel and high five all the players coming out. So again, you got all the old time basketball players. I high fived Allen Iverson as he's coming out the tunnel. I'm looking at Clyde Drexler, Dr. J. I took a picture of Mark McGuire this day. Big Baby Glenn Davis, Rashard Lewis, former Piston Mike James. Like, when I say a who's who of players I was talking to, taking pictures with, high-fiving, whatever I could get. It was sweet, man. Taraji P. Henson. Okay, I'm waving at her. She waving at me. Chance the Rapper walks right by me. Ice Cube had my hand out, you know, ready to dap him up. He dapped up my two little cousins next to me instead. So I was a little hurt because I'm like, they don't even know you. I know you. Why don't you dap me up? But I'm like, all right, for the kids, bro, for the kids. So yeah, I'm that close to Ice Cube though. But it was like in the middle of the game, you know, the crowd's watching the game, and then a hush goes over the crowd. And I see this guy with a little walk. If you know what I'm saying, he just got to walk. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He just got to walk like he know he's somebody. He bald-headed black guy with a red shirt on, got an entourage around him, and it's a hush over the crowd. It's DMX. So everybody's starting to realize, yo, that's DMX. And then the crowd just starts going crazy. I can't make this up. The crowd is going crazy at this point. Like, nobody's paying attention to the game anymore. They're looking at DMX walking through. So even the little PA announcer was like, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for DMX. And the rest of the arena starts to realize who just walked in. And everybody's throwing up the X with their arms and all that. So it was just the sweetest thing. Like, for those who watch wrestling, you know when the wrestlers return and they call it a pop because the crowd go crazy? It was just like that when DMX walked in. Because, God rest his soul, but y'all know DMX. If he's out in public, that's a good thing, because he would have times where he'll cancel appearances and whatnot because of all the things going on in his life. We're going to put it that way to keep it nice. So DMX walks in, everybody's going crazy, throwing up the X with their arms. Then Ice Cube says, all right, y'all, we about to have a halftime performance, a special performance by the one and only DMX. The Rough Riders anthem starts playing. When I tell you, I'm starting to lose my mind at this point, because it's like, dog, I'm really about to get a DMX performance. This is one of my favorite rappers of all time. He's right there, and I'm about to get a performance out of him. I'm like, this is sweet, because it wasn't expected, you know. I didn't go to the game for DMX. I didn't know he was going to be there. So to get an unexpected DMX performance, dog, the crowd was into it too. Everybody, it was like a time where it was nothing but joy in that arena. You know how sometimes you have large crowds, it could be a drama situation, it gets kind of annoying. This was a time everybody looked happy. Everybody was into the performance. He only did Rough Riders Anthem. That's it. He did that one song and was done, but it was like the best probably 3-4 minutes of the whole day for me. And I just told y'all all the people I got to talk to and meet that day. That's the part that stood out to me. And I'm not just saying this because DMX is passed now. I was saying this before. Seeing DMX perform, man, it's nothing like it. And I have the video on my phone now. Like, I never deleted it. Why would I? And I'm definitely not going to delete it now. That's staying forever with me. I think out of all the people that came through that day, and like I said, it was a who's who of celebrities, he was the one that folks went crazy when they seen. So yeah, man, that's my DMX stories. RIP DMX. That one, yeah, that hurt. What? Have to throw that in there real quick. All right, skip a normal outro for this episode. This is the DMX tribute episode. I want some of that Rough Riders anthem playing right now. And while it starts to play, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. For the craziness I post, follow my TikTok at RJHunt36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. And if you can, please subscribe, leave a review, leave a rating. I love to hear feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to some friends. Send it to whoever. Send it to your mama, your uncle, your cousin, your auntie. Now just remember to spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. Don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, God bless y'all all. Y'all be good out there. What?